Hello, I'm Patrick Chavis, and you're listening to LA Theater Bet's review of the world premiere of The All-Star, playing now at the Theater of Note from February 29th to April 7th, 2024. Evan Marshall's new satire about the failures of capitalism undoubtedly has a strong message. Still, it doesn't add anything new to the conversation, with pencil-thin characters and moments that are more like rants than an actual story. All-Star is set in a big box store, think Walmart, Best Buy, etc., Petra, played by Andy Starr, who is studying poetry at the university, is in love with Andrea, played by Lily Sylvia Murr, an upcoming cage fighter. Their relationship hits the skids when Petra gets a promotion, and the store's incredibly corrupt management creates very inhospitable working conditions. This and more in All-Star. It is a satire, so the play is making things way more extra than they usually are in real life to make fun of or bring attention to what the play is covering, which is how unchecked capitalism can cause bad working and inhumane working conditions. Using a big box store similar to Walmart was a good choice, in this critic's opinion, to explore these issues. That being said, while the play does have plenty of exaggerated, unrealistic moments, most of it just seemed a pretty plain slice of life with some Shakespearean language thrown in. The play is attempting a lot, but not succeeding on much of anything. Comedy is attempted, but it is lacking. However, the line about Norma Rae did make me laugh. If you know, you know. That line is much better than a ham and cheese on a roll. I'm going to try and talk about this the best way I can without giving out any spoilers. It is hard to believe, the way Andrea's character is set up, that she would take this much abuse from a jerk like Blake, played by Joseph Bricker, and his twin brother Blair, equally jerky and corrupt, played by the same actor. Even with the explanation used in the play to explain why Andrea is still working at this place, making the ultimate confrontation read convenient. I will say this, Melissa, played by Julie Lancott, an HR department head that narcissistically makes everything about them, was the first time I've seen that on the stage, and that felt very real. Lancott's performance in this was quite good. Some of the characters in this have such little screen time and only seem to be in the story to communicate a certain point. The set design from Colin Lawrence was a highlight in this show, and I loved how they used the fluorescent lights in this and how they flickered to create dramatic effect. The setting is made clear, and the moving set, mostly set on rollers, made the transitions from scene to scene very clean and easy. The color palette of blue, yellow, and white combined with the matching uniforms also added more to this production. The acting varied, but overall it was fine, with some standout performances from certain actors, Julie Lancott and Phil Ward. The All-Star has different actors on certain nights, so you may get a slightly different cast than what I reviewed. I give the world premiere of All-Star a 6.9 out of 10. It's below average. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting LA Theater.